Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Stories of the Legal Exchange, Sundays 2 to 3, a.m. 1120, WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, no further ado here. I want to jump right into it. Joining us is Katrina Pearson. You've seen her on all the networks. She is the national spokesperson for the Trump campaign. She's here to join us. Katrina, good morning. Thanks for taking the time from your busy schedule.
Oh, good morning. Great to be here. Thank you for having me.
I want to get right to Donald Trump. He's got a lot of fights on his hand, and I love him because he doesn't back off like, and I'll say, gutless McCain and gutless Romney. You're in politics, it's a dirty game. If you don't fight, you lose. But he's fighting Hillary. He's fighting the Democrats. He's fighting this disgusting media. I'm not part of that media. And he's fighting the Republican Party. He says he can do it on his own. How does he move forward and survive?
Well, I think what he does is he continues to take his message to the public. What we've witnessed over in the United Kingdom is exactly that. You've had people on the ground who felt like they were no longer represented by those who just sought political power, and they rose up and fought back against that. And I think we're seeing the same thing happen in the United States, where we have the exact same thing happening. We have elected officials who have put their own needs ahead of those of the public, who will say anything and change nothing. And meanwhile, people wake up in the morning and they look around and they don't recognize their country anymore. They don't see the ability to move forward. They don't see their prosperity and their dreams anymore. And Mr. Trump is providing those policies that put us back in a place where Americans can feel good about their future again.
Yeah, I mean, he's doing it. He's got a lot of fights. His comments are taken out of context. I've heard his context on immigration. I've heard his context regarding La Raza. I've heard his the sound bites of business are difficult to overreact because they piece together what they want to piece. But I'm looking at this from the perspective of overwhelming movement against him from the traitor George Will. Herschel Walker has been refused speaking engagements. Is Trump going to assume a more statesman-like presidential diplomatic manner? I want to be objective here. And abandon the state of mind or the approach that he used in the primaries?
You know, I think we're safe to assume that Mr. Trump is going to be Mr. Trump. I know that the media is pushing this quote-unquote presidential context and tone, but Mr. Trump is just Mr. Trump. He's a businessman. He loves his country, and he has ideas and thoughts that he wants to implement as president, make our country great again. And I don't see a personality change, which is what I think a lot of people are expecting. It's just that Mr. Trump will respond based upon what's coming at him. And as you've seen him here recently, he will go and he will give a prepared speech and be as presidential as anybody else. But then he'll also be at a rally where he's engaging with his supporters. They're having a lot of fun, and he's putting his vision out there for America. Or you'll see him on a television interview bantering with an anchor. This is Mr. Trump. This is the same person you're going to see as president.
Yeah, and Katerina, what concerns me is a lot of the mentality, the engagement, the awareness of the American public, the fact that the electoral system is stacked against him. In spite of all of the bad publicity, he's heading a lot of the swing states, Ohio, Pennsylvania, not that far back in Florida. Should the focus be on the military, veterans, his economic plan, which has been applauded by Larry Kudlow, who's been on the show many times? Should he be focusing on the positives, or should he be spending his time going after, I can't use the word on radio, I'd be thrown off the air, Elizabeth Warren, for example, who has now stepped in as the hatchet person for Hillary?
Well, I think you can do both. I think that the idea behind Elizabeth Warren and Hillary Clinton is, if you look at the political irony of those two on stage together, it gives him an opportunity to point out exactly what's wrong with this country. Is you have a politician like Elizabeth Warren, who is says she represents the people and wants to stop Wall Street corruption and wants to stop the bankers from taking over, but then back somebody like Hillary Clinton, who is out there doing just the opposite. So I think it's an opportunity to highlight what's wrong.
We've got an NBC poll that just came out, and here's some of the contradictions, and that's why the media is doing their best to suppress any real positives for Donald Trump. We've got honesty, and they may not be great for Donald Trump, but they're better, much better than they are for Hillary Clinton on the issues of immigration, ready to help America, our economy, our fight against terrorism. The polls are coming out positive. Should he be focusing more on those, or should he dismiss what he has attributed to the rigged polls, to our corrupt system? Basically, what I'm saying is, shouldn't he be focusing strictly on what he's going to do for the American people? And I know you said Trump is Trump, as opposed to engaging in warfare here.
Well, I think to your earlier point that Mr. Trump has had to fight essentially everyone, including the media, it's important that he responds to everything. Because no matter what happens, they're going to criticize him. And if he doesn't respond, that too will also warrant a criticism. So I think if he responds to everything and then focuses on his main message, which you've seen happen more and more today, he's giving a policy speech on trade, which is going to be very informative. So I think if he focuses on his goals and his message while responding to things as they come along, it's going to be a delicate balancing act because, again, he is fighting against the Democrat establishment, the Republican establishment, and the media establishment. So in order to do that successfully, he's going to have to be firing on all cylinders. So it's going to be up to people like myself and you and many of your listeners to get out there and make sure that the record stays straight.
This morning, the announcement was that his campaign is announcing an expansion of the team. I think you can tell me that his financial fundraising has been misrepresented. I think Eric Trump came out and said it's been amazing how much money they've raised. All of this information is being suppressed. You have to use every avenue possible getting it out. The fundraising apparently is now proceeding. Of course, he's up against the establishment, the progressives, the Third World Order. What's the overall strategy going ahead right now? I like the expansion of the team and the fundraising aspect of this.
Well, you know, fundraising has been phenomenal. The media reports, you know, he's doing worse than Hillary Clinton. The reality is, Mr. Trump has barely been fundraising for 1 month. I mean, he's doing that as a joint effort with the RNC to help down-ballot candidates as well. And in the last couple of weeks that he has been fundraising, it has been very well, going into states and exceeding expectations as far as fundraising goes. We're really excited about that. And moving forward, we're going to continue to build out our statewide apparatus. You know, everyone said in the beginning, Trump doesn't have a ground game, and then yet, Mr. Trump broke the record in primary turnout. So we kind of like being the underdog in that area because it just makes victory that much sweeter. But I do think you're going to see more additions to the campaign simply because we do want to have solid policy announcements. He wants to give solid speeches on policies. The media wants details. They're going to get a lot of details. And more importantly, taking that message to the American public. There are so many people who have essentially checked out of the system because they feel like the government doesn't care about them, their vote doesn't matter, and all politicians are corrupt. Well, now we have an opportunity to say, look, we finally have a candidate that neither party likes, someone that does care about you and whose policies benefit you, not corporate America, not international entities, and not illegal aliens. This is someone who cares about you and your family. And so now voters have a real option in November.
The fundamental basis of his program is sound. When people say to me, and I'm being objective here, I don't like Trump, he's a bully, he's braggadocio, he's this. I said, don't vote for this on personality. You don't have to love everyone whom you support. You've got someone who I believe is committed treason, someone who is a pathological liar, someone who has done nothing but what is contrary to the values and ideals of America. So I always say, you don't have to love Trump. This isn't the decision. Vote for him. He's someone who loves his country. He's taking his very life in his hands by running this campaign. He doesn't need it. Your closing comments.
Well, you're absolutely right. And, you know, Mr. Trump is where he is because of the people. And the people realize that we have a serious problem in this country. And they want it stopped. And as I mentioned earlier, there are a lot of people who don't recognize their country anymore, who don't even feel like natives in their own country anymore. And it's simply because the laws that are being passed are to help international entities or to help illegal aliens in this country or to bring in, you know, Syrian refugees, for example. Meanwhile, we have 90-plus million people out of jobs here at home. We have families who are struggling here at home because of the burdensome policies by this federal government, put in place by the bureaucracy, not your elected officials. And the people are rising up and they're speaking out and they're saying no more.
Quickly, give a website where they can contribute, Katrina. Where can they contribute?
Contribute at DonaldJTrump.com and follow him on Twitter at RealDonaldTrump.
All right, please, please contribute. Save the country. Katrina, stay on for a moment as we take a break. Thanks for coming on.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975.
800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
BizTalkRadio.com.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
This is Jack Welch, and you're listening to Stu Taylor on Business.
Many a tear has to fall, but it's all in the game.
All right, we're back. Quieted down a little from segment one. Delighted to get on Katrina Pearson, and we hopefully will have Donald Trump on in good stead. And you know, I'm a little emotional with this, and it's not sincerity, because the very survival of America as we knew it doesn't stand. You know those pew bags they claim, if you get nauseous and you vomit. I have one in my lovely family room where I sit and watch most of this stuff, and there was no way to avoid watching Elizabeth Warren. I just said to Laurie during the break, isn't she even more obnoxious than Hillary? I mean, how is that possible? First I said, well, Harry Reid is the most obnoxious. Nancy Pelosi is the most obnoxious. I'm listing them all up there. And then Hillary, of course, she's really tough to beat. Did you see those two disgusting? Ugh. I'll tell you. And I was watching Morning Joe this morning, and they're talking, well, this is what they need. Elizabeth Warren is the one who can fight Trump. Elizabeth Warren is a goofy Indian. A goofy fake Indian. So she's disgusting, and she's more than that, and it comes down to policy. It's what she's done, flipping houses, killing big business, joining up with large corporations in Wall Street. This is her history. I mean, I've heard she's worth 16 to 20 million. How do you think she got that money? And she's been a predator on the middle class, and yet there she is, another self-righteous, pontificating, hypocritical, blankety-blank. And who's buying this stuff? Who's buying it? My hope was, and of course nobody has any real influence on the Trump campaign. Perhaps his daughter and two sons. But he's got to make that shift. And when you look at the polls, and they indicate... what they indicate, and if you listen to the press, it's all over. Why even bother to go out and vote? It isn't. I mean, the deficits on a national poll, I think, went from 6 to 8 with Hillary leading Trump. These are not insurmountable odds. And each day, more is drip, 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 whether it's I believe there's a film coming out, more and more and more. This whole Gary Byrne book coming out about the Clintons. And I mean, how do I say this? It's undeniably true. And yet, you know, you talk to people out there, and I've even said it. It's I mean, I've become so intense that it's affected a few relationships I've had with people who want to continue to argue in favor of Hillary Clinton. At what point have you won a debate and there's nothing left to argue about? And the problem is, it's both an asset and it's a liability. Donald Trump's personality is a huge liability. It's also a huge asset because you're fighting the intellectual versus the emotional. The intellectual says, well, I know he believes in America. I know he has these sound principles where he'd like to restore the greatness of this country. I don't have any doubt about that. You got any doubt about Hillary? Then is the visceral part of it where you say, stop acting like a jerk. Stop it. So whenever you're thinking like that, think about Hillary's, or Obama's, I guess, combined 620. Hillary is looking to spend $400 billion to bring in about 620,000 refugees. They can't be vetted. Trump has modified. And you know, it's part of playing the game of politics. I mean, you just, you know, you got to do it. He's modified at least his explanation on the Muslim immigration issue, because believe me, being in the media, there's call being the master of sound bites, those people who put these sound bites together and start pulling out everything. And this is why. Because of the naivety of the American people, when they start seeing these sound bites from that sellout George Will, even Charles Krauthammer, look who I'm naming: George W. Bush, Mitt Romney, Marco Rubio, John McCain, Paul Ryan. And you start piecing all these sound bites together, and people say, "Well, you know, it's not just the Democrats who hate him; it's the representative of conservative America, middle class, who hate." It isn't true. And yet, this is the power of the media, and I think the power of the media overshadows the power of people's ability to vote the right way. And it quite frankly scares the hell out of me. Whether you read a story from the Washington Post or the New York Times, instead of opening up your horizons, he needs funds. He needs fundraising. This is big business. You know, was it Obama had $2 billion? You have to raise the money. And this NBC poll that came out is really, really heartening. And it was an NBC poll. You know, there was a poll that came out. ABC came out. And here's what affects the American people. It was jaded because the sampling of people taken were heavily rooted in the Democrat Party. So what do you think the answers are going to be? You've got to make a strong and concerted effort to put aside a lot of the emotions and look at where the country is going. Go up and down the line on immigration, gun-free zones, military, right, veterans. We got to do it. Can we do this right after the break? All right. There's nothing you can do about the electoral system. Our war with Islam, and it is. And I want to look, as we go into the last minute here, our economic program. And what Larry Kudlow, and I know I've said this several times, I love what Larry Kudlow stands for. I have tremendous respect. He's raving about this, as are a whole bunch of other economists. And yet, if you look at the polling samples and you look at Mark Zandi, for example, who has contributed tons of money to the Clinton campaign, what do you think he's going to say? Is it possible to find neutral sources? Yeah, it is. And if you look at these neutral sources, by and large, Trump holds his own. So it's all in your hands. And having had Katrina Pearson on, and during the break, she indicated she would be back on the show. And we're going to try to get Donald Trump on as well. I'm just going to continue to pound away at this. And if you don't like what I have to say, hey, you don't have to listen. I love this country. All right, we're coming back. We're going to find out how to remove stress. I can't think of anything more timely than to find out how to get rid of the stress in your life. Joining us after the break will be world life expert, Dr. Michael Woodward, known as Dr. Woody. We'll be back.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
BizTalkRadio.com.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hi, this is Wayne Rogers. You see me every week on the Fox channel talking about business, and somebody who's as good as I am, if not better, Stu Taylor. Listen to his Business Talk Radio Network.
All right, we're back, and here's a book that won't put you to sleep. Not only is it beautifully written with great information, but it is physically, when you pick this book up, it is one of the more attractive books you'll ever look at. I'll have Jonah, our guest, explain it. The book is Invisible Influence, The Hidden Forces That Shape Behavior. He's the author of the New York Times bestseller, Contagious, Why Things Catch On. Jonah is a marketing professor at the Wharton School of the University of Pennsylvania, and he's published many, many articles, and you can see some of his work in the New York Times Science and the Harvard Business Review. The book is published by Simon & Schuster, and congratulations on your book. Pleasure to have you on.
Thanks so much for having me.
There's a saying, never judge a book by its cover, but this cover is so clever, I'd like you to explain it rather than have me do it, then we'll get to more substance.
I think a great cover definitely gets your attention, but it also should describe what's in the book. It almost should act like a Trojan horse, a story that carries the message in the book. And in this case, the book's all about influence without us realizing it. Others are affecting our behavior without us seeing it. So we wanted to build a cover that did just that, that showed people that influence is often invisible. So you look at it one way, you see the main title, but you have to look at it another way to see the hidden title behind it.
Yeah, I mean, very well explained, and that's what it's about. It's a fascinating book on human behavior, and you've been studying it for so many years. You make the claim, I'm trying to say this without bragging, I'm very well aware of my influence on others and how others influence my behavior, but I think one of the basic themes of the book is that most people are unaware of it. I'm not saying I've transcended to a higher level than anyone else. I'm just speaking quite frankly. Can you comment?
Sure. I think we all think we have influence. We have an influence on other people. But the question is, do we realize other people's influence on us? Do we realize how other people are shaping our behavior? I was talking to my father a few years ago. I was mentioning I was doing some research on social influence, and he was lamenting the effect of social influence on his colleagues. He was saying, you know, D.C. lawyers, they're all the same. They make it big. They get their first big partner job, and they all go out and they buy a BMW.
I love this story, by the way. Go ahead.
Yeah. And he was saying they're all conformists. And I said, well, Dad, you know, that may be true, but aren't you a D.C. lawyer, and don't you drive a BMW? And he says, yes, but they all drive gray ones, and I drive a blue one. And what I thought was so interesting about that situation was, you know, he saw influence in others, and we often see influence on others. We think we affect others. We see other people driving similar cars or dressing the same way. In fact, when we look around, there's only one place we never seem to see influence, and that is on ourselves. We never seem to think we're influenced. We don't understand the influence others have on our behavior. But more importantly, influence isn't just as simple as doing exactly the same thing as someone else. Often influence is about doing something different or something similar or different at the same time. And so what invisible influence is all about is these often hidden influences and how by understanding them we can live happier and healthier lives.
Yeah, I'd like to make this show apolitical, but I can't resist getting this statement in because I think one of the primary examples, and it almost works back and forth here, Hillary Clinton, it's no secret. When she speaks to a black church, she speaks with an accent. In the Southern church, she speaks with a different one. When she went to the state of West Virginia to kind of contradict what she said about coal miners, she talked with a West Virginia drawl. Now, she's obviously trying to influence them, but the influence, in a sense, has worked both ways. Pretty good example.
I think that's a great example, and you know, it's not just her. Politicians do that all the time.
Not that mimicry. Bad, but go ahead.
It's called mimicry, almost being a chameleon. And there's lots of great research that shows that this has an important impact on others' behavior. So some researchers, some scientists looked at negotiations, trying to understand what makes some people successful negotiators and others less successful. And they found that one simple trick led negotiators to be about five times as successful. And that trick, very simply, was mimicking their peers, imitating or doing the same thing as their peers. So if you're in a tough negotiation, the other person's sitting down, they cross their legs, you do the same. They tilt their head to the side, you do the same. Subtly, not obviously, but subtly mimicking others made negotiators five times successful. Same thing as in a sales context. If you're at a restaurant and you order a Caesar salad with chicken dressing on the side, and the waiter or waitress says, okay, Caesar salad with chicken dressing on the side, they get a 70% higher tip. And so subtly mimicking the mannerisms, the language, the behavior of others facilitates interactions. It makes people trust each other more, like them more, and makes those interactions go better.
Just a couple of other examples here, perhaps you can comment. I've given a lot of talks, continue to do that, and when I do, when I sense that perhaps I'm losing the audience, I may modify a speech based on the audience reaction so that I can connect with them in a much more favorable way. Another thing, and I think this, it's not instinctive with a lot of people, and this isn't meant as a condescending remark. If I'm talking to a waitress 1 minute and a CEO of a major corporation the next, the tone isn't going to be the same. The inflect isn't going to be the same because I want my influence to form a connection.
Certainly. I mean, imagine you and I are talking and we find that we went to the same high school or we have the same birthday in common. We'd feel a kinship, right? We'd feel like we're part of the same tribe or somehow we're more similar than we thought. We'd trust each other a little more. We'd like each other a little more. Maybe more likely to get along. It's not just in business context. I mean, this same chameleon effect or this idea of mimicry happens in all sorts of situations. Daters, for example, whose language mimic one another more. So two people on a date and their language has more in common versus less in common, they're more likely to go on a second date. And relationship partners whose language tends to match, well, they seem to have longer relationships. And so it's really about how similar we feel we are to others, how connected that can make us feel, and as a result, those interactions go better.
You talk in this book, you've done a lot of research. You've got also some entertaining stories in there, and it's always nice to bring light and humor and entertainment to something that maybe seems pedantic in nature, although I see this as more of a fascinating book than one of those college textbooks you pick up and you're either asleep or confused within the first 5 minutes. Have you got a couple of entertaining stories that you could relate that demonstrates what you talk about?
Sure. I mean, one interesting study we did a few years ago was looking at the effect others have on motivation. So what motivates people to work harder versus less hard, whether we're trying to lose weight or exercise more at home, or maybe at the office we're trying to motivate employees, get them to put in some extra hours or push a little harder on a project we need to complete. And so we looked at this in NBA basketball teams, and we looked at tens of thousands of both NBA and college games to look at how the score at halftime related to the score at the end of the game. Not surprisingly, teams that are ahead at halftime, well, they're more likely to win. So if you were a betting man or woman, you should bet on the team that's ahead. Every 2 points more a team is ahead, they're about 8% more likely to win the game. All that makes sense. There's one place, though, that losing was actually a good thing, and that is losing by just a little bit at halftime made teams actually more likely to win. Teams that were behind by just a little bit, they got fired up, they worked harder, they came out of the locker room, they pushed right at the beginning of that second half, they closed the gap, and they were more likely to win the game. And it's not just basketball teams. A company called O-Power has done a great job using social comparisons to motivate people to save energy. We all get those energy bills in the mail that say, you know, you've used X amount of kilowatt hours per month of energy, and we have no idea what it means. 2,000, 3,000, is that a lot or that a little? All this company did was they added information about others to our bill. So rather than just seeing our own usage, we also get information about others' usage as well. So here's a house in your neighborhood. They're similar size to yours. They've used X kilowatt hours per month. Seeing that information makes people much more likely to save energy themselves because comparing ourselves to others is a powerful motivating force. Having a sense of what we're doing, we don't know if it's a lot or a little, but if it's a lot or a little compared to someone else, we know if we're doing well or badly. and we get more or less motivated as a result.
I'm looking at your good-looking picture of the jacket of the book. No beard, no mustache, no shaved head. Probably no tattoos. People are striving. This is one of my pet peeves. I mean, I enjoy it more than I'm critical of it, I guess. Everybody thinks they're going to achieve uniqueness, and by doing so, we see a copycat syndrome. Young people, beards, the hat on backwards, ponytails, earrings, shaved heads, tattoos. What is their objective here? Is it to achieve a uniqueness and to stand out, or is it to be like everybody else with whom they identify?
What's so interesting about the notion of a nonconformist, or the notion that we're unique, is that sometimes nonconformists are actually just conforming to a different norm.
All right, I'm going to have you pick up on that after a break. Not giving you enough time to answer. This is to be joined with Jonah Berg, and a terrific book. Oh man, I love books like this. Invisible Influence.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
Hey, this is Dan Harris, co-anchor of Nightline and author of a new book called 10% Happier. I just did a great interview with Sue Taylor, and it's amazing to have places in the media these days so dominated by short sound bites to be able to have long, interesting, intelligent, probing conversations with a smart interviewer. I'm glad I did it, and I'd definitely do it again.
All right, I want to give you the website of my guest who has rejoined us. Oh, I love this book. I really do. Invisible Influence, The Hidden Forces That Shape Behavior. His website is jonahberger.com, J-O-N-A-H-B-E-R-G-E-R.com. He is the author of this terrific book, Invisible Influence, and I'm recommending it for everyone. I'm not going to ask a redundant question for whom the book is for. I don't think I gave you adequate time, Jonah, to answer the question that I talked about with people looking to emulate whether they want to follow the pack or branch out and achieve a uniqueness they don't think anyone else has, and I referred to beards and tattoos and all that, and I don't believe I gave you enough time to respond.
No problem. And, you know, it's not just beards and tattoos. Whether it's corporate culture in America or hipster culture in America, there's this notion that being unique is really good. It's all about standing out. Everybody wants to be different or at least see themselves as different from others. But if you actually look at it, often the people that say that they're different are actually very similar to other people in their in-group. Someone once said in a nice, very nice quote, they said, you know, you can't be a nonconformist if you don't drink coffee. That's sort of how it often is. You know, people end up being very similar. There may be hipsters, folks that have tattoos and beards, but they're not completely different than everybody else. Their friends tend to have tattoos and beards as well. We're often similar and different at the same time. We like to fit in. We don't want to be the only one doing something. Yet at the same time, if we feel too similar, that's not good either. And so we like to be somewhere in between, what's called optimally distinct or similar but different at the same time.
Yeah, and there's always this tug of war in terms of influence that people are either looking to exert or avoid having it cast upon them. And I think it's more a matter of personality and than it is intellect and more of understanding what your direction in life is. But I'll mention the subject of mavericks, troubleshooters who kind of go off on their own. And in a positive sense, I think of Steve Jobs. I think of a friend of mine, Tom Peters, management guru. And, hey, how about Donald Trump? You know, I hate to get back to politics, but my goodness, how do you define influence with regard to their relationships and the model?
You know, in American culture, we love to see ourselves as mavericks. There's sort of this myth of the nonconformist, that the reason that people succeed is because they're so different. But take a look at Apple. It's a great example. You know, a company that even as their motto for a while was think different. But Apple wasn't the first company to come out with products or services in the domains they were successful. Same with Google. You know, Google wasn't the first company to come up with online search. It wasn't even the second or the third. Apple wasn't the first company to come up with an MP3 player or something like it. They did it better than some other companies had done previously, but they certainly weren't the first. And so it ends up being almost a little bit like Goldilocks, if you think about it. You know, too different actually can be scary. If a product or an idea is too different, people aren't sure how they could use it. Think about, you know, the Segway, for example, a great example from a number of years ago. You know, that thing was supposed to revolutionize transportation forever, but people couldn't figure out how to use it, what it was for, and how it would fit in their lives. So they didn't really adopt it. So if something's too different, people are scared of it. They avoid it. If something's too similar, well, then what's the reason to change our behavior? A new product or service is exactly the same as what's out there already. Why switch? But in between is just right, and that's where Goldilocks comes in. You know, not too hot, not too cold, just right within the middle. Same thing here. Things that are optimally distinct, products or services that are optimally distinct, have that feeling of similarity, making them feel more familiar and we like them more, but are different enough to make them feel novel and worth adopting.
A lot of this is understanding thyself. You talk about, and I want to pick this out because I just thought this was brilliant. You have a fascinating experience in your book about cockroaches and the effects that their behavior had when they had an audience and how you can relate it to people. I mean, I certainly think about it and on a semi-conscious basis because I'm so egomaniacal. I'm not really. I always feel I'm aware of what's going on. But if I'm speaking to a huge crowd of thousands, I notice that it's influenced my behavior to even motivate me more than if I speak with a small crowd. And one of the tricks is to always maintain that mindset, that decorum. Talk about that cockroach experiment. I just love it.
No, I'm glad to hear it. It's a fascinating experiment. So, you know, we talked a little bit about how comparing ourselves with others affects motivation, knowing you're ahead or behind someone else. But could the mere presence of other people actually, as you're talking about, you know, the mere fact that others are around change how we behave? And so there's some research that suggests yes. So cyclists, for example, that were biking around a track, they raced 20 to 30 seconds faster per mile if they were being watched rather than not being watched. Or students, for example, traced a maze faster when other people were watching them compared to when they were alone. So the mere fact that others were present made us do things better and faster than we would otherwise. Yet, there seem like examples that are just the opposite. We've ever tried parallel parking, for example, when someone else is in the car, somehow parallel parking becomes more difficult when someone else is there, right? Suddenly we turn into a terrible parallel parker. What happened? Well, so some scientists were interested in that. When do others' presence help us, and when does it hurt us? And they looked, as you mentioned, in one of the unlikeliest places ever, which was cockroaches. So they actually built a little cockroach raceway, a place where they could time how fast it took cockroaches to run down a track. So they turn a light on, the cockroaches run into a hiding place, and they time how fast it took it to run down that stretch of track. But they also created a cockroach stand, almost an audience for cockroaches to watch. So not of people, but of cockroaches. So imagine little cockroaches watching other cockroaches run this race or scurrying around nearby. And it turned out that cockroaches ran faster when other cockroaches were present. So the mere fact there were other cockroaches around made that cockroach run faster straight down the path. But they actually tried a different maze as well, not just a straightaway, so like running straight, but imagine you have to run straight and then turn right or left before you're done. Well, it turned out when cockroaches had to turn right or left and then run almost in a T, then others' presence made them run slower. And that same idea has been found again and again. For things that are simple, that are easy, like running straight or doing something that's easy for us, like tying our shoes, for example, well, then having others around makes us do it faster and better.
All right, I've got to cut you off because we're just about out of time, but it just reminds me of Hull's goal gradient hypothesis that I learned in college. The closer the mat, the rat gets to the goal, to the goal, which is to get cheese, the faster he runs. Not exactly related to this, but by the book, Invisible Influence, The Hidden Forces That Shape Behavior. Yeah, random comment I made. Jonah Berger is the author. Jonah, thanks so much. Stay on as we close out. Have a great day. This is Stu Taylor.
The
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.